Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Division of Elections hosted a live ranked choice voting tabulation event on Wednesday night to announce the unofficial winners of races that were not decided by a 50% majority vote. Nick Begich III successfully ousted Mary Peltola in a race for the U.S. House, achieving the necessary 50% threshold after three rounds of voting. In a Facebook post, Begich said Alaska's potential is unmatched, but much work remains for Alaskans to fully realize that potential. I'm committed to fighting for our jobs and economy, protecting our unique way of life, and ensuring that our voices are heard loud and clear in Washington. In a local state Senate race, Jesse Bjorkman secured the top spot in Senate District D over challenger Ben Carpenter. Bjorkman led the race by about 7% before the tabulation, but remained short of 50% after Democratic candidate Tina Wagner was eliminated in the second round of tallies. However, the incumbent triumphed, securing 544 of the Wagner votes to Carpenter's 249. In House District 6, incumbent Sarah Vance carried a slim lead over challenger Brent Johnson, but like Bjorkman, was short of the 50% threshold. A win for Vance took only one additional round of voting, though, as 275 votes from the eliminated Dawson Slaughter went to Vance, giving her 52.25% of the vote, enough to earn re-election. And in one of the most closely followed votes this year, the repeal of open primaries and ranked choice voting appears to have failed by just 664 votes after more than 320,000 votes were cast in total. The results are still unofficial, however, and the separation of less than 0.5% triggers an automatic recount, but it would appear ranked choice voting will remain in place in Alaska for at least another election season. A Kenai grand jury on Wednesday returned a 12-count indictment charging 30-year-old Josiah Kelly with various crimes related to three shooting incidents in Homer. On the morning of October 19th, Kelly allegedly shot into a building in downtown Homer that was being used by Kachemak Bay Recovery Connections. On November 11th, Kelly allegedly shot from a pickup truck he was driving into a building belonging to Kachemak Bay Family Planning. Kelly returned that evening and again allegedly shot from the pickup into the same building. The community of Homer will host a special welcome home reception for Kristen Faulkner, the two-time Olympic gold medal cyclist. Faulkner made history this year at the Paris Olympiad, winning gold medals in both the women's individual road race and the women's track team pursuit. Her triumph in the women's road race was especially historic, marking the United States' first women's road race gold in over 40 years. That was Homer Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brad Anderson. The reception, organized by the Homer Chamber, the City of Homer, Lands End Resort, and the Homer Cycling Club, will take place on Friday, December 27th at 3 p.m. at the Homer High School Mariner Theater. It will offer the Homer community and anyone else who wishes to attend a chance to celebrate Kristen's achievements and to hear her inspiring story. Kristen will share her unconventional journey to earning a spot on the U.S. Olympic cycling team and what it took to win two gold medals. She will also speak about her passion for encouraging young people to get involved in sports and community activities, stressing the importance of embracing opportunities that can lead to unexpected and life-changing paths.
She's the first woman to win a gold medal in two different disciplines in the same Olympics. So she was quite a record setter.
Faulkner was born and raised in Homer, and she's the daughter of Sarah and John Faulkner. In a press release, the Homer Chamber said, growing up in this small coastal community, Kristen learned the value of hard work while working at her parents' hotel. Her love for the outdoors blossomed through summers spent hiking, fishing, and competing in local swim meets. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.